This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
A lot of things happening this weekend locally. I told you I'll be at Harley for the Hog Roast. There's no reason why you can't knock out many events this weekend. You know, you go, you hit, you fly, you hit, you fly. And joining us right now, Newberry Mayor Tim Martin. Good morning, Mayor. How you doing?
Good morning. Great to be with you.
Always a pleasure. And tell me about this Newberry Watermelon Festival. You just came up with this a couple of weeks ago, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, actually, on the contrary. But we have been actually celebrating the Watermelon Festival here in Newberry for 80 years now. So this year is the 80th anniversary, and we're proud to be able to do this for the community. It's one of the biggest festivals for the area. There'll probably be well over 5,000, maybe 6,000, 7,000 people out there tomorrow on the Newberry Countryway Town Square. The event runs from 9 to 3:30 p.m., but we actually feature a parade that runs right down through Main Street, downtown Newberry, starting at 10:30.
And the always famous beauty pageant contest, when does that take place?
We actually just kind of, I don't want to say wing it necessarily, but these things are so in flux that we just kind of work it in. But I suspect it'll probably be closer to about the noon hour.
And being a previous winner in other places of the golf cart competition, tell us what the setup and what the parameters are for the Newberry Watermelon Festival if people want to get in the golf cart competition.
Well, people just need to be able to line up. And we're going to start at Lois Fort Park, which is just west of downtown. And folks can line up there. They'll be part of the parade as well, and we'll announce the winners at the actual festival, which, again, is at the Countryway Town Square, which is just about a half mile south of the light in Newberry.
Things are growing crazy, but that's still considered, I guess, one of the newer set of buildings, I guess you'd say, in Newberry?
Sure, yep.
That whole complex.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
It's a great place for it. Are you still doing the seed spitting contest?
Yes, and yours truly actually gets to spit out the inaugural seed this year for the first time, so the newly elected mayor gets that honor, so I'm pretty excited about that. And, you know, it's just one of those fun little tradition things of small-town America that we feature here in Newberry every day.
Now, I mean, you're not kidding when you say tradition, and I was, of course, being facetious when I said, oh, you just come up with this a couple days ago. I guess originally started in 1946, and you said this is, you know, going on for 80 years. So there was never a year that you are aware of that you didn't or you had to cancel it for some reason?
Correct. We have not been able to source any sort of break in the action, so to speak. So this is actually one of the longest, if not the longest, running a continuous festival celebrating, you know, watermelon in the entire country. Newberry's you know, has a very rich agricultural history. We have a big mining history as well. Mm-hmm. But when the First World War broke out, we weren't able to sell the main product here out of the mines, the phosphate, to the Germans, which was a huge market. Obviously, the United States didn't want us selling it to our enemies. We turned back to our agriculture in full force and have kind of been really an agricultural community ever since. Agriculture and mining is really what built Newberry.
Yeah, absolutely. I've read some of the placards and the signs, and you're right. It does have a rich history. Now, for people that are coming from, outside the Newberry area, most of them recognize this is not a huge town. What about parking? What's your best advice for people on that?
So right north of the property, we have about, I think it's about 80 acres donated by Mr. Green out of Archer. That's his property, so everybody parks there. So it's right adjacent to the property, very easy access. But just come south from the light or come north from Archer. You won't be able to miss the crowd. It'll be turn in. And there's just a long line all the way to the back of the property for queuing up parking. So shouldn't be really big of real big deal, but we certainly appreciate your patience in advance if that becomes a problem.
Fantastic. The mayor of Newberry, Tim Martin, we appreciate your time, and we hope you have a blast like you always do. I hope it's a great, great time.
Yeah, always a pleasure. Thanks for having me on.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.